This month, the Democratic National Committee is bringing the best of America to Chicago for its election year convention. And D. Ryan is bringing the best of the complete history of America abridged to the IO Theater in Chicago in a one-act, 60-minute version. D, why did you decide to take on this monumental project?
Why not? We're all excited.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 18th year, number 922, America in Chicago. Can America get a happy ending? This fall of 2024, we'll be touring our updated version of the complete history of America abridged to seven states around the country. But this summer of 2024, this month, in fact, starting this Saturday night, August 10th, D. Ryan is directing a five-person non-RSE cast in an updated one-hour version of the complete history of America, I guess even further abridged. Because I'm doing a show at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company until August 18th, I had to talk via Zoom with Dee and one of her cast members, Sherry Flanders, about the excitement that's building in Chicago about both the upcoming convention and this upcoming production.
It is going to be an amazing convention. It is, wow, what a great story twist. We have a new presidential candidate. And I think the city's really starting to ramp up for it. I love the America Show. It's one of my favorite of your shows. And it has the most appropriate ending. At the time when you wrote it 90 years ago, it seemed very jaded. And now it seems prescient. So why not? Also, I want to see what some real improvisers can do with the comedy.
Ooh, all right, Gauntlet Throne. Sherry Flanders, you have joined the cast as an actor, improviser, and also you also write criticism.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody that, Austin.
I didn't know it was a secret. But that'll make this episode part of my ongoing series, Critics Are People Too.
Yeah. I love this.
But I mean, just in the way that the Democrats have produced a younger, more exciting candidate at the last minute, D, you've now put together a younger, more exciting cast and more of them, not just limited to the three original Reduced Shakespeare Company members, but five people. What made you decide to break the script down to an hour and also break the characters down up into five actors instead of just three?
The thing that I love about improvisation, the thing that I love about Chicago is ensembles. It's just, when I teach my classes, I make it a point to say to them, what we're doing here is something that nobody else does, is we are working together. And that's, to me, is the wonder of theater. And that's one of the things, even Chicago theater does it, but improvisers do it all the time. We create stories together. So I think for me, it makes sense for me that we have a little bit more of joy, a little more people to pass the ball to, a little more people to build things with. And I'm super excited about the cast. And I hope Sherry's going to agree that we're having a good time.
We are absolutely having a good time. It's a wonderful cast. I'm super excited to be a part of it. We've just been operating already, just like on every piston firing and having bits and doing all the things you do and learning lines. And it's going to be really funny. So I highly suggest that everybody come out to see it.
Well, I know the two of you have improvised together. I know this because Sherry, your husband Josh, and I sit up in the back in the supportive husband's corner.
Correct.
The coveted, most coveted seats in the house. What's it like to go back and forth between a script and improvisation, because that was the only criteria I had when auditioning actors. I said, please get some improvisers who can also memorize lines and stick to the script when it's necessary.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Next week, we'll see what happens there.
Well, I will say that it definitely requires using another part of the brain. The good thing about being an improviser is if, God forbid, the worst should happen and someone should drop a line, we can make it work in a way that I think non-improviser actors can. But it definitely requires a little extra discipline on our part, because we're so used to doing things on the fly that I do have to remind myself, oh no, you should say this line exactly as is and not paraphrase, because later on there might be a written callback that refers to it, not a callback that we created in the moment. So you just have to put that extra oomph into it.
You were just saying, Austin, that you are in previews with your show at Cincinnati Rep, and you have 8 hours of rehearsal every day, and mm-hmm. I mean, we are flying by the seat of our pants. We are having 3 hours rehearsals. And we're changing the script. And that's the thing. I mean, I literally said in rehearsal, this is what I love about improvisers. They're so agile. It's just, okay, all right. Yeah, we've been trained. We're a cult. We've been trained to say yes. And we're trained to be editors and directors and writers and performers. And everyone's just super fleet on their feet.
I know that both of you are writers in the sense that you write things down, but that's true of improvisers, that they are thinking and creating the script as you go. And that's gotta be an incredible skill that you talk about the difference between actors and improvisers. Not all actors have that ability to improvise, but not all improvisers have that ability to memorize and stick to the script when necessary and, you know, play a beat as directed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. It will be rough. We have a week before the show goes up, and there are, I don't know if you guys realize this, but you put a lot of words in the script.
Oh boy, do I. This was the show that we wrote while we were performing the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged 7 times a week in London for a year. And so we wrote a script consciously going, can't we just stand still and say funny things? Would that be so wrong? So that's the script that we wrote. And unfortunately, you guys have inherited this now. We added in the second, third draft, after a few performances, we added some physical bits in the second act. And I sense, Dee, that you are adding some extra physicality towards the end in the race to the finish. Is that a spoiler?
We have really... We have put on our masks and our gloves and done some real surgical work on the script.
The game, it's operation.
Yeah, zips, zips. Yeah.
You've taken out all the wrenched ankles.
Leaving in the funny bones, though.
Yes, leaving in the funny bones, taking out the wrenched ankles. So, there might not be as much talking as you think. That's all I'm going to say.
Which sounded both like a threat and a promise. Well done.
Hi, this is Rich Folcher, Bob Fossil from the Mighty Boosh on BBC America, and you're listening to the Reduce Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? This fall of 2024, the Reduced Shakespeare Company will be performing our special election edition of the Complete History of America Abridged in Illinois, Maryland, Virginia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Colorado. Check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. Now back to my conversation with Dee Ryan, who's directing my other guest, Sherry Flanders, and four other young actor improvisers in my script, The Complete History of America Abridged, at the I.O. Theater in Chicago, opening this Saturday night, August 10th.
The other thing that I'm really excited about this one-hour version of America Abridged being performed at the I.O. Theater in Chicago, is that it feels, because the I.O. feels like a fringe venue in Edinburgh, and it's in August, it's during the fringe time. There's so many different shows going on all at once, all night, every night. You guys are performing at 6 p.m. in one of their biggest spaces where the Improvised Shakespeare Company performs. I'm excited by you guys taking an RSC script and taking our material back to its fringy roots. Was that conscious on your part, Dee?
I think so. Yeah. We've talked about this. I'm just a little annex of the RSC, but we have talked about, you guys have played a lot of big venues and it's not the same. And even just you mentioning that about Fringe makes me want to cry. I mean, I love Fringes. I love that atmosphere. And you're right. It feels that way at I.O. We did Tragedy Averted there and we had such a great time. And it's fun just to be in the space. And it's great because you can get a drink and you can sit around afterwards and talk about the show and then talk about other shows. And it's just really exciting. It's exciting. It's the best of theater.
Sherry, have you performed at I.O. before? I know you performed with a bunch of other companies around Chicago.
Yeah, I'm very much an itinerant performer. I actually did the training program at I.O. and the music improv program at I.O. And yeah, I've been in and off here and there. I've never was on a house team at I.O. actually. I did a musical house ensemble over at Second City, but never for whatever reason. But yeah, I've done a lot of one-off shows there.
Dee, what was the name of your house team at I.O. back in the day?
It was called Run Like Hell.
Awesome.
Originally, it was Wheel of Tuna until one of the performers made us spell out tuna one night. And then we all went, I hate that name. I hate that we had to do that. And we immediately changed the name. We were not a long running team, but we were really great friends and had a great time. Back in the way back when they were just breaking the Herald.
What was Rich Fulcher on that team?
Yes, Rich Fulcher. Dear sweet Rich Fulcher. Yes.
Dear sweet, yes. Insane Rich Fulcher from Timothy Chalamet's Wonka. Sherry, you joined this group. You're doing several of my bits. What's the most exciting and the most terrifying thing either this script or Dee is making you do in this production?
Oh, exciting and terrifying. I might be playing a certain presidential candidate. Which I'm sure your audience will be able to guess who. So I will throw that out there as a little temptation to come see the show.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're not painting your face orange.
You know what? I do have a few bronzers in the closet that aren't quite the right shade that I probably should throw out. So it could happen, but it's probably going more the other direction.
Hashtag no orange face. Now, hang on. Is that the most exciting or the most terrifying thing you're doing?
Yes.
Ooh. All of the above. Can you, I know it's early days yet in rehearsal, and you'll discover by the time you guys close this show, you'll be ready to open. But can you give us some tips, expert tips on playing the new presidential candidate and current vice president?
Ooh, expert tips. Well, there'll be expert tips after I've done it a few times, but I'll give you some inexpert tips. I think for me anyway, I've been listening to a lot of, or obviously interviews and whatnot. And so trying to find ways to honor the source material, as we say, and make it my own. And also, there's a lot of people doing the same out there, so I don't want to do the same thing that others are doing. I'm trying to put my own little Sherry stamp on it. So that's what's happening.
My impressions of presidents always inevitably became impressions of other people's impressions of presidents.
Exactly.
Can you do Kamala's laugh?
We're going to find out, but I think I can actually. That's more my laugh, which isn't too far off. But
that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. Dee Ryan's one-hour production of The Complete History of America Abridged at the I.O. Theater in Chicago plays at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights in August, starting this Saturday, August 10th, and features my guest Sherry Flanders, along with Devin Seaman, Edgar Navarez, Nick Rowley, and Walter Mueller. Go to ioimprov.com and click on View All Shows for more information. And after the show, maybe stick around, have a drink with the cast, and go see Improvised Jane Austen, the Improvised Shakespeare Company, or any of the other fantastic comedy shows at I.O. Then send us your happy ending via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespearians.com. Thanks, as always, to Betsy Ross wannabe Matthew Croak, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Lee Adam. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Rich Fulcher from The Mighty Boosh, Drunk History, Snuffbox with Matt Berry, Wonka with Timothy Chalamet, and Dee's old I.O. house team Run Like Hell. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 922-2766th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
You guys, I can't wait to see this.
Me too.
I love the energy of it. I love the cast. This is going to be fun and more time-consuming than I want it to be to edit, but what a fun conversation. Thank you so much for doing it. And thank you for doing the show. Best of luck.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, it's man, it's a lot of work, but I think it's going to be really good.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.